Well, we will come back to events in the US, but right now it's time to go to the movies with Jason DeRosso, our resident film critic here on RN. Jason, hello there.
Good morning.
This week at the movies, oh, perhaps we're not moving away from US politics. The aliens have arrived.
That's right.
They're not here to invade. What do they want?
They're here to teach us their language, it turns out. Look, this is the film's called Arrival. It's directed by Denis Villeneuve, who made one of the best films of last year, I think, Sicario. It was a thriller about Mexican drug cartels.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of Sicario, but anyway.
Yeah, well, look, this one stars Amy Adams as a linguistics professor who's sort of enlisted by the army to go and board this alien spaceship, one of 12 that have arrived and are hovering above the planet in various parts of the globe. And she is enlisted to help decipher their written language, which looks like a cross between a kind of smoke ring and a coffee mug stain. And she falls in love with her fellow codebreaker, who's a mathematician played by Jeremy Renner. Let's get a taste of it.
More objects have landed around the world.
This is one of 12.
I'm never going to be able to speak their words.
Got 2 days. Figure something out.
I am human.
It's their language. We need to make sure that they understand the difference between a weapon and a tool. Language is messy, and sometimes one can be both.
It's possible they're prodding us to fight among ourselves.
This is just a way to force us to work together for once.
It's more complicated than that.
How is it more complicated?
Russia just executed one of their own to keep their secret.
There you go. So a looming geopolitical crisis there in this film Arrival, but really it resembles a lot Christopher Nolan's film Interstellar. I don't know if you remembered that one, but it used a sci-fi premise to kind of explore concepts of non-linear time and time travel and so forth. So the backdrop might be this sort of crisis emerging globally, but really what starts to emerge via flashbacks and dream, you know, sequences and so forth is this story of a romance and even parenthood. And I think it's all
romance
a little,
and
I think it's
these
all
are
a
like
little bit saccharine,
constant
I have to
themes
say.
At the moment. But just I am interested in this sort of globalised world with this globalised story. How do different countries react to this alien invasion?
Well, they all start to become very suspicious of each other, and initially everyone wants to cooperate, but soon countries are going their own way, and especially the Chinese, it turns out.
Okay.
So, look, I was underwhelmed by this, and I wish the film also got out of its very sort of small encampment of army tents, which act as the base camp for Amy Adams's character's main mission. I felt it just lacked scope, really. So, Arrival.
Okay, speaking of Amy Adams, and just very briefly, she stars in your second movie this week.
Yeah, it's the second film by former fashion designer Tom Ford. It's called Nocturnal Animals. Very odd film. Did not like this at all. She plays an art gallery owner who is in an unhappy marriage. One night she gets a strange delivery. It's the novel written by her former husband, Jake Gyllenhaal, who it's revealed in various flashbacks she didn't sort of treat very well. And half the film basically depicts what goes on in this novel, which is supposed to be some sort of allegory for a message he wants to give her. And the novel turns out to be some kind of bargain basement Tarantino West Texan sort of revenge story about a guy who's trying to avenge the murder and rape of his daughter and wife. Very bizarre film that actually doesn't really have much going for it.
Great. You bought us two films you don't really recommend.
We're in this world of a novel which isn't that well written, and the stakes aren't really, are sort of non-existent because it's a novel. It's just a piece of fantasy.
What's this one called?
It's called Nocturnal Animals. I don't think it works as metaphor or allegory or any of that sort of stuff, but some people may like it. Amy Adams is good in both films.
So Amy Adams is great. We've made that perfectly clear, established that,
seeing.
But Arrival and what's the second one called?
Nocturnal Animals.
Nocturnal Animals, yeah. And Jason doesn't recommend them. Jason, thank you very much.
No worries. Tune in to the show, though, for Australia's least known but one of the best successes, our best successes in Hollywood, Bruna Papandrea, who's got a company with Reese Witherspoon and is a producer who's made all sorts of films, including Gone Girl and Wild and Milk and all that. So she's on the show this week.
Oh, terrific. That's on The Final Cut with Jason DeRosso here on RN tomorrow morning at 11:30. Jason, thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Breakfast. It's 13 minutes to 9.